آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
چلیے آج آپ کو آسٹریلیا کے اس حصے میں لیے چلتے ہیں جس کو ایک دم سدور مانا جاتا ہے۔ اس جگہ کا نام ہے کیتھرین، جو ناردرن ٹیریٹری کا تیسرا سب سے بڑا شہر ہے۔ اور اس جگہ کی آبادی کتنی ہے؟ 2016 کے مطابق یہاں 6,000 لوگ رہتے تھے، اور ان میں سے 500 کے قریب بھارتیہ ہیں۔ وہ بھارتیہ کیسے رہتے ہیں، کیا کرتے ہیں، یہ سب جانکاری ہم نے حاصل کی وہیں رہنے والے کرانتی چنتاپولا سے، جو پچھلے سال ہی وہاں رہنے گئے ہیں۔ آئیے ان سے بات کرتے ہیں اور سنتے ہیں کیسا ہے کیتھرین۔ تو کرانتی، یو لیو ان کیتھرین، بی سڈنی سائڈرز اور پیپل ہو لیو ان میلبرن فار انسٹنس، وی ڈونٹ نو مچ اباؤٹ کیتھرین۔ ویئر از اٹ؟ ہاؤ، واٹ کائنڈ آف سٹی اور ٹاؤن از اٹ؟
ٹو بی آنےسٹ، کیتھرین مجھے بھی پتا نہیں تھا، لائک یو نو انٹل اور لیس آئی واز looking for a job, you know, just around the coronavirus time in June. Kathryn, it's I think 300 kilometers from Darwin, like, you know, from in the middle of nowhere, you should say. And from there, Kathryn said the next nearest town would be towards the north, to Darwin, and towards south would be Alice Springs. That's another 1,000 Ks. Thousand, I think more than that, but maybe for 1,200 Ks or something. And Tennant Creek is 600 K, which is another small town. Chotisi, like, you know, like Chotisi town, it's like probably I don't know, like 100 houses maybe, something like that. And it's a small town compared to anything else, like, you know, maybe if you say agar Sydney regional towns be aisa nahi hota, like, you know, it's like 9,000 people in there, but with minus the tourist, before coronavirus, tourist season would bring this town up to, I think, 15,000 people. So there'll be a lot of them, everyone's working, or like, you know, everyone's looking for jobs, or like, you know, there's so many people. And you know, people tell me at the entrance of the town there is this car park with the for the RVs, like for the camper vans. It used to be full. And also the, you know, wo train hai na, with the gun, that also goes from Kathryn, Darwin, Kathryn, Alice Springs, then towards Adelaide. Okay. That's where it stops. It's one of the world's top 10 train rides. Yeah, so, that goes from there.
Kranti, jab aap pehle din پہنچے تھے کیتھرین میں، آپ اس دن کو یاد کیجیے اور مجھے بتائیے کہ آپ کے جو فرسٹ امپریشنز تھے وہ کیا تھے؟
لائک اٹ واز، آئی واز ایکسپیکٹنگ اٹ، چھوٹی سی آئیڈیا تھا میرے پاس، بٹ دین آئی ڈنٹ ایکسپیکٹ اٹ ٹو بی دس کوائٹ، لائک یو نو اٹس ایکچولی ریلیٹیولی کوائٹ، بٹ اٹس اینڈ آن ادر ٹرمز سم ٹائمز کوائٹ از گڈ۔
So does that mean کہ وہاں جو انڈین کمیونٹی ہے وہ بھی بہت چھوٹی ہوگی پھر تو؟
چھوٹی ہے، یا موسٹ آف دا انڈین کمیونٹی یہاں پہ دے ورک فار دی اینٹی گورنمنٹ، فار دا اسٹیٹ گورنمنٹ، موسٹ آف دیم، اینڈ موسٹ آف دیم آلسو ورک فار دی ڈسیبلٹی ایجنسیز، لائک آئی وڈ سے 60-70% آف دیم، آئی وڈ سے انڈین اینڈ نیپالیز کمیونٹی، دے ورک ٹوگیدر، یو نو they all up. Most of the Nepalese community do work for the aged care, and also Indians, but most of the Indian community who work for the NT government are like accountants and you know, engineering and you know, all sorts of stuff, river roads projects, water power and everything, wahan pe bhi kaam karte hain.
So in terms of numbers, can you give us an idea ke kitna hi badi community hai?
An approximate community, I should say 500 to maybe 800 people based on that. So but the only thing is, most of them, they work 3 days here and then they go back to Darwin, like, you know, they're half students, and you know, some of them are in the professional year, some of them doing something else, they have another job there. So the partner lives here, like, you know, uska, like, you know, wife or someone you know, has another study in Darwin, wife studying in Darwin, husband's working here, stuff like that. Like, you know, some of them work at the Woolies. So it's not consistent. They don't, not all of them live here all the time. But I would say definitely at least 500 people would live here. Mm-hmm. The more people I see regularly people, like, you know, both, like, I see them all the time. You know, supermarket man, I take down, I thought, you know, they come to my branch, or, you know, they come, I just see them all the time. The town's very small, you know, and it's good. And, you know, some of them, I don't even know them. Mm. Just because they're Indian and I'm Indian, we are like friends. That's the first time I'm talking to them, and we just connect. You know, aap kya karte ho, yahan pe kya hai, you know, all these regular, usual chats. Uh-huh. And it just becomes the normal. And now it's the new normal to me now, you know. When the same situation, say, I got a situation, if you apply this to Melbourne, it's completely different. You just, you know, you're on your business. I'm like, oh, that's somebody else. But yahan pe, like, oh my God, you're Indian, that's great. You know, let's talk, let's catch up, let's do this.
So,
but yeah, there's been.
आप जिन लोगों से मिले हैं, whom did you find living the longest, and how long has he or she been living in Catherine?
I know a couple who's been living here for, I would say, 5 years maybe.
Okay.
That's probably the longest. And the other guy who lives there, the first couple owns the United, the gas station, and they own that. They run the South one. And I knew another guy just from there, his friend, and he's here for, I think, 7 years. So he's been 7 years, and I asked him, what's it like living here on the day two? Uh-huh. Because day two, I was filling gas, and then I saw him, like, oh, great, you know, and then I met him, and he's from Hyderabad as well. So we speak the same mother tongue. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh my God, that's like, you know, who would have thought in the middle of nowhere, out of 300 km from the nearest populated place, in a small town like this, someone speaking the same language as me, I would have never guessed in million years, really. That made my day.
What are the challenges of living in Catherine?
Food, really.
Food.
Our food. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something you have to, like, every time you go to Darwin, you have to, you know, anyone who goes to Darwin always gets a list from anyone saying, bring me this.
Okay.
You know? It's like a shopping list. You know, Indian stores. There's no Indian restaurants here and no Indian stores. What you get is in the Woolies and the Indian section, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Food, really. I do miss the food. Every time I go to Darwin, you know, I definitely feel the food. And second thing is sometimes the weather. It could be like 40, 43 degrees. And sometimes the rain. Abito, this is only the wet season, they call it. Abito main first time on, so the other day it was like thundery storms and all that. You can see the lightning hitting the trees. But choti jaga hai na, like, you know, again, everybody knows everyone, not just the Indians, even the locals, they all know you, and, you know, you become a part of them.
I was coming to this question, how locals treat you?
Oh, they are always welcoming. I mean, I think Australia has been diversified a long time ago, and they do expect this to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at you like, oh my God, you're from somewhere and you're here. They don't even ask you. They think you're like, oh yeah, you've been here for a while, so that's fine. They don't even know that you're born here or not. You know, they treat you as everyone else. They are so good. You know, one time I had a flat tire,
mm-hmm.
like just outside the car park, and I had like five people stop and ask me, say, are you okay?
Oh.
Are you calling someone? Do you want us to help you to change the tire? You know, five people. I felt very good. That was my first month here.
Do you get to celebrate some festivals?
Sometimes though. Most of the time, yahan pe kya hota hai, like, you know, most of like the Indian community and all that, they have extended family in Darwin, or, like, you know, they all just go away to Darwin because there's so much more to do there. यहाँ पे तो देयर इज नथिंग. डार्विन में यू नो यू कैन गो टू द बीच, यू कैन गो टू लाइक एन इंडियन रेस्टोरेंट, यू कैन यू नो वही टाइम पे तो शॉपिंग भी हो जाती है. एंड यू नो दैट्स मोर ऑफ अ कन्वीनियंस थिंग. Like, you know, it's a bigger community in Darwin, like it's on a wider range. So they prefer to go to Darwin. I tag along with them. I go, yeah, half the time I'm like, who's going to Darwin this weekend? You'll have like 50 posts saying, me, yes, yes, anyone going, please take me. And, you know, it's, they all know each other. And
so you created this Facebook page, Indian,
yeah,
Indians in
Catherine,
and there was no such thing before you arrived.
There was nothing.
So did it bring, yeah, did it bring you guys closer?
I think so. I think everybody, yeah, this was something like a spur of the moment. I'm like, why can't we create a group? You know,
mm-hmm.
If there's a group, people will come and we can all connect each other. And you know, we all, no matter where we are, we always as a family, and we always recognize each other, and you know that makes us us. And you know, half the people I don't even know the names, but I talk to them about everything. You know, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, my last question is: you have lived at so many places, and now you are living in Catherine, which, according to you, is in the middle of nowhere. These days, federal government is promoting
the regional
movement, and they want migrants to go and settle in the regional areas. Would you recommend people to settle down in Catherine?
I mean, again, if you're worried about the heat, I mean, you know, it's a bit of a challenge there. But I would say my idea is, if it's not India, anywhere is fine for me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
As long if it's not India, so you came from India to here, and what's here to Catherine? You know, you came from India to Sydney, and Sydney to Catherine is nothing. If you're not living in India, you can live anywhere else. Doesn't matter where you have the courage, you can face all the challenges you want, and you can still have a great, successful life.
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया क्रांति चिंतापुला, आपको बहुत शुभकामनाएं SBS हिंदी की तरफ से कैथरीन में निवास के लिए, वास के लिए, और समय देने के लिए धन्यवाद।